no, this is my voice for a while. So I made a scrapbook, but really, I want to call it, have you all been to those human books in the library? I want to be a human book with pictures. So I created this as a, I feel that this class has given me so much, and everyone has said something to me that's impacted me in a way that I feel so much strength from, and to tell you a story, I would like, oh God, I'm going to ramble. After the Spirit of the Land conference, I went to a party of a friend of mine, and it was a business party. Everyone was dressed to the hilt. And it was of a company, was it of an oil company? And the warmth and the acceptance and just the wisdom in the room of Spirit Land had no comparison to the coldness that I felt in that room. So many people were competing with each other or trying to show off or like make fun of their friends. And it was just really disheartening. And so every time I come to this class, I feel deeply connected to all of you, and I thank you so much, because I get so much strength from you. So, this is all the things that I think that you've given me as presents, your knowledge has given me presents, and I have pictures and things that all incorporate the objectives of this class. I'll try and do a quick thing of it. So I bought this book and I didn't realize how big it was. So in one of the books, don't ask me which one, it said the Council of All Beings, and I feel that that's us. We come together and we discuss very, very important issues, and we do so as a community, and we're meeting each other on the same planes. And we're accepting each other's opinions, even though we're from different backgrounds. I just said the land. Wasn't really happy with that. Okay. So I have a poem called The Great Mother, and it says, not all those who pass in front of the Great Mother's chair get passed with only a stare. Some she looks at their hands to see what sort of savage they were. And I feel like if I were to be presented in front of her, that, and when I talk about her, I think like Mother Earth, and if I were to be presented, I don't think she'd be super pissed at me. She's an eagle. But I'm trying, and it's just those steps. I'm just taking those steps in becoming better at practicing my own land ethic. And so these are like, they melted with the glue, but these are fake eyelashes that sometimes I wear to look pretty when I go out. And that's how I think that I'm so addicted to consumerism and shopping and buying things. And so I want to reflect on both sides of what I've learned. And so that was like the beginning date. And this was when we went to... this is when we went to Craig's, and then it's like, it's like a collaboration of what I ended up feeling from Colin as well, the farmer that presented to us, and in talking with Craig, I know we went to his garden, we felt in touch. Oh, and you can feel these things.
that's what this is. Oh, it's one of the excerpts of what the green paper he gave us. And it says, you are a steward of this particular piece of creation. What do you notice? What are you seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, and experiencing? And so we could feel this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like a child and I need to feel things. And what I got from, the biggest thing I got from him was to ask myself, what's my calling? And I struggle with it all the time, and I've been actually pushing it away a lot, and I think my calling is something that really drives passion in me, something that, again, it gets me pissed off, something that requires energy from me, and but in questioning what my calling is, and like, how many can I have? What if I'm a farmer and the season goes out? What do I do then? Can I have more? And so I was really struggling with this, and I started to contemplate on what it is. And I know I have a really big passion for Aboriginal rights and opinions of other people who think down of Aboriginal people, namely the government. Mm-hmm. And then if you keep going, this is sage, and that's what you're supposed to smell. And then this is a tree on my walk to home, and you can see it, and it's part of somebody's yard, but I like it all the time. I have little things to tell you. My dad said to thank my truck for getting me home to Camrose safely. I'm like, thank my truck, Dad. He's like, no, thank the spirit. Thank the spirit in your truck. Mm. Like, Dad, it's a truck. And it just, to me, a truck is just so industrial and such a symbolism of consumerism. He's like, no, look, think of it this way. What made that truck? What's in that truck? What created it? Elements in this world have created that truck. So you thank the spirits in that truck for you getting there safely. And I was like, oh, wow. It blew my mind. I was like, wow, Dad. That's smart thing from a lot of times. Okay. And so, coming into thinking about the environment, oh gosh, I was so hopeless. I was like, oh my God, how am I going to do anything? This seems so hard. And then coming together with you guys, it's like, okay, I think I got this. And then going to that party for the oil company and arguing with a guy about how what his job is doing to the environment. And and I just felt hopeless. And I found this quote, and it makes me laugh, and it tells me that I can do something, and that I have power. It says, if you think you are too small to make a difference, try sleeping with a mosquito. That is so true. You could go mosquito hunting all night and never find it. So I think that if a mosquito can do it, I can definitely do something. The other week, I was coming home at a late night. Oh, November, December. University. And procrastination. And I was walking home. It was 2 in the morning. And it's dead silent. It's not a deafening silence. It's a peaceful silence. And it was so cold that you could see the crystals on the trees, like, glistening in the lamplight behind me. And it was just so beautiful. And I was walking in our back alley to get to my house. It's not dangerous, don't worry. And it was just complete darkness, except for your light. It shines
it comes on.
Yeah.
As soon as... It's just triggered for ego. Use your body temperature.
It's really nice. I really like it. And I walked past Dittmar's place and I heard something. And I turned and there was a deer. And usually Kendall's, I'm like, oh God, a deer? Get off the road. How many are you? This time, it was really a big moment for me. I felt like the book, and it talks about nature ecstasy, mm-hmm. and I felt that. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the deer, and it had these gorgeous, gorgeous antlers, and they were just as frosty as the trees. Glistening, and its skin was, I was like, you must be cold, because it was glistening too, and it just looked so ghostly, and so peaceful, and it was so quiet, still just going through the snow, and it stopped, and it puffed out its chest, and it looked, and it, maybe it wasn't looking at me, but what the hell is that noise, but, but to me, it was, I felt like he was looking at me, and we had a moment that I just felt so good about life, and automatically, I ruin it, and I'm like, I'm cute, and then I go to it, and then it finally kind of senses me, and then it goes off into my old house's backyard. Like, okay, well, I appreciated the moment. This is awareness. I'm sorry, this is going to take a while. I can speed it up. Mapping. This is awareness of who I am and my inner landscape. And we did exercise in class, mapping it. And oh gosh, you are an ugly inside person. And I could see how hurt I was and how much pain I was going through. And a part of it was, I was lost. And this is a drama thing. You walk an affliction of yours, and mine is dependency on others. And I was lost, and in this dark place, you brought a light to it. I can't read like that. You brought a wholeness, even if you didn't want it to be that light. I made you it. You gave me a sense of stability that I've never had on my own. And I've been trying to reach an inner happiness throughout this course. And it's a slow procedure, but it's happening. And recognizing this inside of me, I feel it's really helping me heal. So, I really hated it after that, though. After class, she said, okay, now bring the light back. Bring the light back to your feet. Like, get away from that affliction. And it took me a while after that class to get away from it.